Art, let's start with some of the teams who had really good regular seasons this year.
Well, that would be the Storm and the Sounders. They both did well in the regular seasons, but they both did faceplants in the postseason. The Storm lost in the first round again, which they've done a number of times over the years, and the Sounders had the second best regular season record in the MLS. They lost in the first round again, third year in a row. So it was kind of deflating for Sounders fans who thought this was going to be the year and that they'd mastered the postseason thing. And it didn't work out. And, of course, Casey Keller retired. They've signed a 30-year-old Austrian goalie with a lot of international experience to replace him. But there was no one like Casey Keller for the Sounders, given that he was a local guy, very experienced in international play, and a true leader.
So the Sounders don't have Casey Keller anymore, and at least for the bulk of this season, the Storm won't have Lauren Jackson.
Yes, she's going to be playing for Australia in the Olympics and will not be around. She's been, you know, I think the most valuable player in the league ever since she's been in it. So that's going to be a blow for them. The other team that did have some postseason success was the University of Washington men's basketball team. They won the Pac-10 tournament despite a big distraction going on with legal issues surrounding Vinoy Overton, a reserve guard. They managed to get through that and win tournament games and finally lost to North Carolina. They did well. Now they've started off a new season slowly. So those are the most successful teams. And the Seahawks, of course, they had a terrible start with a whole bunch of new players, lots of turnovers, even new coaches. Wound up being 2-6 and seemed like they were leaderless because the team had gotten rid of Matt Hasselbeck at quarterback, Lofa Tutupu at linebacker, right. Lawyer Malloy, a veteran safety. And somehow they managed to rally and pull things together despite a number of injuries to be in contention for a playoff late in the season. And the guy who has been the star figure has emerged as probably the most interesting athlete in Seattle, Marshawn Lynch, the running back who's driven by Skittles. It's really an exciting thing to watch him play, and he has captured, I think, a lot of people's imaginations in town where there's been a kind of a dearth of colorful personalities.
Well, if we move on to college football, UW had another decent year as well.
Yeah, the Huskies have improved in each of Steve Sarkisian's years, starting 5-7 his first year, 6-6, and a bowl game last year where they beat Nebraska, and they were 7-5 this year and played in the Alamo Bowl.
So let's wrap it up with another somewhat depressing year for Mariner fans and for the Mariners themselves, and look ahead a bit to 2012 with the M's.
Yeah, they, again, had another big loss season, 95 losses. So they now are turning towards 2012 and the pursuit of Prince Fielder and or some other slugger. But the Mariners were not without hope because pitcher Michael Pineda, second baseman Dustin Ackley, and several other young people came through and showed a lot of promise. So it's still wait and see on even the best of these guys. And it's also possible that the Mariners might use Pineda or even Felix Hernandez as trade bait to get some offense here because the Mariners have been last in the American League in scoring three consecutive years. They've got to do something dramatic because not only is the attendance falling, the TV ratings are falling, and they're losing value in the franchise if they continue on this course.
All right, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out in 2012. Thanks.
Thanks.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.